Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Rainer's Radio. We've been talking about the starting to learn how to move in the supernatural gifts. And one question that keeps coming up is, we've talked about approaching the learning curve and training and learning from God, that is more important than ministry, than accomplishing something for God or that for ourselves or for somebody else, meeting somebody else's needs. And really, part of what we're looking at is developing confidence that God Himself will take care of people's needs. For a lot of us, this is going to be a really tough part of the learning curve. We think it's our responsibility to meet somebody's needs, and that if those needs aren't met, somebody somewhere has done something wrong. And one of the approaches we want to take is recognizing that every situation is different. And to not take it personally when the expected outcome isn't achieved. So when you, even for instance, say you get a word of knowledge or about somebody's need for healing and you pray with that person, you ask God to heal them, what if they don't get healed? And you say, well, I received a word about it and it, you know, doesn't the Lord honor that? Well, the thing is you don't know what else is going on. And we've talked before, and I'm sure we'll talk again, about the different things that can happen in healing, many different approaches. But the bottom line is, once we ask God, and we hear from Him, and we respond and are obedient to what we hear Him say, the results aren't our responsibility. We don't follow up and say, how's it going? Did you respond accordingly? I told you to do this and this, and did you do it? Maybe that's why you didn't receive healing. And this is true across the board. Maybe, you know, you got a word that they were going to have a job by the end of the next week and they didn't. Okay, are you a false? You know, did you really hear from God? Well, this is where we want to separate your responsibility from God's responsibility. Your job is to hear from Him and respond. This is why, as long as we keep in our mindset that what we are doing is being trained by God for His purposes, we can allow God to do whatever He's doing in other people's lives. We don't take on the responsibility, and we don't become a focus in other people's lives, that, oh, if I can just get them to pray for me, I know God will heal me. No, God's going to heal you. You don't need anybody else for healing, if that's what God wants for you. Now, part of our challenge is we think that God's goals are our goals, that he wants to heal everybody, and that he wants everybody to have financial, you know, no stress in their lives, and that everybody have a perfect marriage and perfect kids. We think that if we have enough faith, or if we do certain things in a certain way, if we accomplish, if we meet God's standards, then we'll be able to know that, because everything is easy. Everything is perfect. And that's another one of those things that just by pulling back our focus, we won't get distracted by the outcome. We can't control the outcome. All we can do is be available and obedient to what God is teaching us in any given situation. Now, this is, we've talked in on several occasions about one of the, that this is in many different ways a big challenge of learning how to move in the supernatural gifts, is our expectations and others' expectations. And if we are free ourselves to make mistakes, then we can commit the other people into God's hands. And he can train them. So we don't want to be trying to get things done. We don't want to try to help people. Just because we see somebody has a need, that doesn't mean it's our responsibility to meet that need. We start with asking God. God, is this situation in front of me because you want me involved in it somehow? And when we can do that, we're not going to be distracted by burdens that don't, that God does not want us to carry. Now, this doesn't mean that there aren't going to be times when he says, yes, I do want you to continue doing something or follow through with or, you know, pursue this person in conversation, follow up with them, encourage them. There's a lot of situations that there's going to need to be lies clarified, demonics dealt with, history. The beliefs that go along with these lies need to be changed. And we may be involved in that as well as maybe just a specific movement in the gifts. This is another reason where we just want to be available. We don't want to think of ourselves as, okay, this is my gift, this is my calling, and this is all I do. And it's somebody else's job to do the teaching, or somebody else's job to do the evangelizing, somebody else's job to do, you know, to help the healing process. Be available for whatever God wants, and recognizing, though, that the outcome is not your responsibility. Now, part of this brings us back to the whole idea of faith. And we don't use that term very much. just because it is so, the history and the baggage that that word comes with is so hard to uncover what is intended by God in that whole concept of faith. Because faith is not ethereal. It's not wishful thinking. It's concrete. It is like when you plug in an electrical cord into the socket, electricity flows. And that's what true faith does. But we think it's based on the efficiency or the righteousness of the extension cord, of the cord that's plugged in. Instead of, no, all we need to do is connect to the right socket. And part of our challenges, so many, and we've all experienced this, our prayers don't amount to anything. Or we see a prayer answered, but then no change after that. Things get worse. People's hope is dashed. And this is why we want to focus instead on hearing from God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the voice of God. What is he saying? And through this process, one of the big things that will come from being trained by God himself is that confidence. That when he tells you to do this, that, or the other thing, you will have confidence to go ahead and do it. After testing, Lord, is that you? And having that confidence that you are hearing him clearly based on past experience with him, rather than, well, I know this is what's in the scriptures, or this is what my pastor taught me, or this is my gift, so this should work. No. What is God saying? What is God telling you in this situation? And again, it frees us up to be able to try things, and it frees up the other person to not be burdened by getting it wrong or receiving it wrong or not having enough faith or not understanding. We always turn everybody back to God himself. Every healing, every encouraging word, everything, always back to God, to hearing him more clearly, to experiencing his presence. And one of the things this does is it deals with our fear. Because this is one of the reasons we don't get involved with things, with stepping out with God, doing involved in the supernatural things, or even some natural things, is a fear of doing it wrong, of making a mistake, where we will be embarrassed or supposedly embarrass God, or if we do it wrong, maybe God, if we do something wrong, maybe God won't heal the other person. If we don't pray the right prayer, if we're not in the right place, God can't heal that person. If they haven't shown faith, if there's not faith present, there's tons of conditions. If we haven't given right, if we haven't gotten into the right position, if we aren't in the will of God, then God can't heal us or won't heal us. And we need to get over these lies. Because remember, in your spirit, you can't be out of his will. And for those who are not spirit beings yet, who are still unbelievers, God loves them unconditionally. Not because you deserve it or they deserve it. It's because it's who he is. He is a loving God. That's what he does. He loves. He gives himself. He heals. He pours himself out. He reveals himself. He restores. He tells the truth. He exposes lies. He directs us and guides us. Because that's who he is. And when we remind ourselves of his character, we see that in ourselves as well. So we don't have to go through that whole, okay, God loves me, not because I deserve it, but because he loves me. But wait a minute, my spirit is his spirit. So it's not that he is even expressing his love, it's that I am part of his love. It's like dropping water into the ocean. You don't say that the water becomes wet. It is part of spirit. As spirit, you are love. You don't receive it any longer in your spirit. Now, in your soul, it's a whole other matter, but that's what we're working on. So when we are dealing with people, which can sometimes be difficult, and you'll even get blamed for things. This is one of the reasons we're talking about this, is you're just going to have to learn to accept that. You can't rationalize or reason with an unspiritual person. Spirit to someone who is still dead in their spirit, it cannot be understood. Now, there are many spirit beings out there who don't know they are spirit and are still trying to live out of their soul and are quite happy doing that. And they can be just as tough to get through to as an unbeliever. Fortunately, it's not your problem. Now, sometimes the circumstances are such that there are consequences. Because there may be misunderstanding within a particular ministry, within the church you belong to. When God starts to free you from some of those lies, when you start stepping out on what God tells you to do, that may not be acceptable to where you're at. And you may be thinking, well, God wants me here, so I better stop what I'm doing. Or, you know, try reasoning with people. And you go through and you do your due diligence. Lord, what am I supposed to do here? I thought this is where you wanted me to be, but I'm not able to pursue what you had told me to do and stay here. What do you want me to do? And there may be times when he will say, I'm going to continue to train you, but don't bring it here to church. And there may be times when continue to do what I tell you to do, because other people need to see it. I want to touch other people. Sometimes he might not even tell you why, Or he may say, no, it's time to leave. Now, one of the challenges we have is we have this idea that leadership in a church is authority over us. And who teaches us that? This. But the authority in a church. The more you rely on God Himself to be your authority, your guidance counselor, your teacher, your leader, the more offensive it's going to be for those who have claimed that position themselves. Just to give you an example, there's this whole idea about the fivefold ministry. There's even in Paul's approach to church government, fellowship, there's a list of descriptions of roles and functions people make in providing support for a group of Christians in a city. This was way before denominations, way before, you know, parliamentary structure. And the purpose was not to elevate one group of people over the laity, the rank and file of Christians. It was simply a division of labor. That we shouldn't all try to be one thing. He was basically trying to address exactly or prevent exactly what we have today, a separation between the leadership and the laity. And we'll get into this some other time when we talk about how God moves in groups of people. But really, for right now, this is something that we all want to learn how to deal with, our fear of making mistakes and thinking that when we make those mistakes, other people pay for it. You may think yourself that you have paid or are paying or may pay for somebody else's mistakes, or even your own. How many of us can look back and say, I never made a mistake? How many of us can look back and go, nope, I made the right decision at every turn? The problem is when we think that we are so powerful that if we make a mistake, God can't do something, we put that burden on ourselves as well. We say, wow, if only I had made that other decision back 20 years ago, then I would be fulfilling God's purpose in my life, and then I wouldn't be in this situation. I'd be satisfied and fulfilled and happy, and God would be blessing me. We even have that notion for countries, that if only America had kept faith with God, then we wouldn't be in the economic mess or the moral mess or the weather mess that we're in now. That we're so powerful that we can keep God from blessing us. Now, Now, you may have another rationalization for the situation you're in. The point is, you want to find out what it is. How are you doing? Are you where you want to be? Do you think you're where God wants you to be? Would it bother you if he said, no, you're exactly where I wanted you to be? Would that be a problem for you? For a lot of us, we'd be going, well, wait a minute. That can't be true because I'm not happy. I'm in pain. Things are going wrong. I'm confused. I don't have any direction. My family's falling apart. My finances are falling apart. My relationships are falling apart. God, how can you say you're okay with that? And this goes back to some of the lies we believe, that if we're doing good with God, everything else is going to be perfect. The rest of our life is going to be pleasant and without problems. So what do we do? Instead of asking, Lord, where did I miss you? Where did I screw up? Why is this happening? We can simply remind ourselves we are in him, and in you he is well pleased. You are pleasing him, period. He doesn't need anything more from you because he already has all your spirit. It is finished as far as he's concerned. You have met every challenge. You have reached the standard that he requires of you in order for him to pour himself into you. It's done. It was done 2,000 years ago. So when we see that the challenge is really about our soul, we can see, okay, what is the fear coming from? We ask him personal questions related to our training. Lord, why is it that I don't want to step out in this? Why is it that I still think that I'm trying to hold on to the mistakes? Is it because I'm using it as an excuse? Is it because there's no other explanation? Because I thought, well, wait a minute, that isn't that why we want to be in God, is because everything will be easy. And these are the questions we take directly to him. Because it's not about our circumstances being easy. It's about having the strength and the confidence and the life through the circumstances. Where do we need a peacemaker? In the middle of war. Where do we need courage? In the middle of fear. In the middle of weakness. Where do we need clarity? In the middle of confusion. Where do we need God? In the middle of chaos. Where does the light shine the brightest? In the darkest pit. So we have to recognize that he controls the circumstances. He sets the stage so that he can accomplish his goals. He's not going to hold you responsible. He's not going to hold your leaders responsible. whether you want to be trained or not. He loves you, and you have already received everything you need from him. You have received eternal life. The difference is about your soul being able to enjoy it. So we'll pick it up here next week at the same time. If you've got questions, it's always great hearing from you at Diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, this is Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great week.